Okay, so let's maybe unpack this a bit. We've got these incredibly advanced AI systems, right? Built for speed, for efficiency. But now, imagine them facing really complex life and death decisions.
Yeah.
We sort of expect instant answers, don't we? Even when the moral tangle is, well, huge. There's a real tension there. Speed versus, I don't know, wisdom.
Exactly. And that's the core problem with a lot of traditional AI. It's fundamentally built on binary logic.
Yeah.
You know, yes or no, allow or deny.
Too simple.
Way too simple for these multidimensional moral situations. It often leads straight to algorithmic bias, unintended consequences, and accountability. It gets really murky.
Right. So if yes or no isn't enough when things get ethically gray, what's the alternative? Is there like a third way?
Well, that's where this idea we're diving into today comes in. Ternary moral logic, or TML.
TML, okay.
And it's a really groundbreaking feature. The sacred pause.
The sacred pause. Intriguing name. So our mission today is to explore how TML helps AI actually recognize ethical uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. And not just recognize it, but navigate it. Pause. Mm. And deliberately bring humans into the loop.
Creating something called auditable wisdom. Sounds useful.
It is. And what's really fascinating, I think, is how TML challenges a fundamental rule of classic logic.
Which is?
The law of excluded middle. The idea that something must be either true or false. There's no middle ground.
Right. A or not A.
Exactly. TML says, hold on, what if there's a third state? A middle way. Beyond just true, false, or allowed, forbidden.
Okay.
And it's not just abstract philosophy. It actually echoes practical concepts we already use. Think about, say, financial trading systems.
How so?
Well, sophisticated ones might use what's called an epistemic hold. They deliberately pause a trade if uncertainty is too high to gather more info, avoid costly mistakes.
Ah, I see. So TML applies that same kind of thinking, that pause, but to ethical dilemmas.
Precisely. It gives AI a built-in mechanism for, let's say, considered hesitation.
So what are these states in TML? How does it work?
It's actually pretty clear. You've got plus one, which is basically moral affirmation, a green light, ethically okay.
Got it.
Then monist one is moral resistance, a definite red light, ethically not okay.
Makes sense.
But the real innovation, the absolute game changer, is zero, the sacred pause.
Zero. The yeah. middle way.
Yes. And crucially, this isn't the AI glitching or being indecisive. It's a deliberate programmed function.
Okay.
It's designed to kick in when, as they put it, the moral complexity exceeds thresholds. The AI essentially flags it and says, okay, human, I need input here.
Wow. That's quite profound, actually, especially when you hear where the idea came from.
Yeah, it really is. The whole concept, the sacred pause, was inspired by the TML creator's own experience facing terminal cancer.
Really?
Yes. The idea was that just as humans, you know, when faced with these immense life-altering challenges, we often pause. We reflect deeply, seek wisdom.
We absolutely do.
Well, the thinking was that AI, particularly when dealing with critical decisions, should also have that capacity, that humility for thoughtful deliberation. He saw it as a kind of a final gift to humanity for a more reflective AI.
A final gift. That's powerful. So, okay, how does the system actually know when to pause? How does it measure this moral complexity?
Excellent question. It uses something called an ethical uncertainty score. Or sometimes the sacred pause risk level, SPRL.
SPRL.
It's basically a score, 0 to 1, quantifying how morally complex or uncertain a situation is, but based on the data and ethical rules it has. If that score crosses a certain preset threshold.
Bam. Sacred pause activates.
Exactly. And then for accountability, which is huge here, TML uses something called moral trace logging.
Trace logging, like a flight recorder.
Sort of, yeah. But it's an immutable, cryptographically verified log of every decision, especially every pause. It's designed to be forensically ready.
Ah, so it turns the AI from a black box.
Into a glass box. You can see why it paused, what the uncertainty score was, what happened next, transparency.
That sounds critical for trust. Okay, but does it actually work in practice? What are the results showing?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. The empirical data coming out is pretty compelling. They're seeing about a 68% reduction in harmful hallucinations.
68%. Those weird, confident, but wrong AI answers.
Exactly. Fewer of those. And maybe even more importantly, a reported 44% increase in human trust in the system.
44%. That's a massive jump in trust, especially if these systems are making critical calls.
It's significant. It suggests we're moving towards AI that feels more reliable, more like a partner we can actually depend on.
Can you give us maybe a concrete example or two? Where would we see this sacred pause making a difference?
Sure. Let's take medical AI. Instead of sourcing a binary diagnosis like cancer or not cancer, when the data is maybe ambiguous.
Right. What happens?
A TML system might hit the sacred pause. It wouldn't guess. It might recommend, say, specific further tests or flag it for immediate physician review. Ensures a human expert makes the final call with all the info.
Okay, that makes sense. What about something like autonomous vehicles? The trolley problem stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Those awful, unavoidable accident scenarios. TML allows the vehicle, rather than just freezing or making a random choice, to identify the least wrong option.
The least wrong.
It might prioritize, for instance, saving a child pedestrian, even if it means minor injury to the passenger. It navigates those incredibly complex moral trilemmas with a kind of calculated ethical pause and reflect process.
So it's less about pure automation, more about ethical partnership.
That's a good way to put it. But, you know, we do need to acknowledge something here, a critical point.
Okay.
Much of the primary research on TML, at least currently, comes directly from its creator. There isn't yet a huge body of independent external academic critique.
Ah, so the validation is still somewhat internal.
To an extent. And this raises an important question, maybe for you listening. How does a genuinely new framework like this get fully validated? How does it achieve that broad, trusted acceptance in the wider scientific world without loads of external peer review yet? It's a process.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
How are they addressing that? Is there oversight?
There is. They've set up what's called an 11-institution oversight consortium. It includes academic, regulatory, international bodies. So there's a distributed accountability model being built.
Okay.
And importantly, the framework itself includes explicit prohibitions, things that absolutely won't be used for, like autonomous weapons systems or mass surveillance, clear ethical boundaries.
Right. Setting guardrails from the start. So wrapping this up then, what's the big picture? What does TML really mean for us?
Well, the vision really isn't about replacing human judgment at all.
No robot overlords just yet.
Hopefully not. It's about AI becoming more of an ethical, moral partner, embedding that wisdom, that reflection, right into the core of the AI.
Building AI that's maybe a bit more humble, more thoughtful.
Exactly. More aligned with human values, ultimately. An AI that understands that sometimes the smartest answer isn't an instant one.
It's a pause. Knowing when you need to ask for help. Essentially.
Precisely. Knowing when it needs to consult human wisdom.
Which leaves us with a final thought, maybe something provocative for everyone listening. What might actually change if we as people, as a society, started to value that sacred pause, that moment of hesitation, deliberation, valuing it as much as we currently seem to value just raw speed and efficiency in our own lives?